It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive, KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
We are the owners of Glacier Garage. Our car show, our Father's Day car show, is, like, I guess by the time you're hearing this, next weekend.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Man.
Here's the thing, man. As we sit across from each other and we're just grinning, the amount of stress and anxiety you feel.
That I feel?
Yeah.
What about you?
It stresses me out, but I mean.
Oh, my.
I don't ever question whether or not we should do it. Like, oh, man.
Oh, every year. I'm like, why do we do this?
Yeah, yeah. But then after, I know, like, you, it feels good, like, to see people come through and, like, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's makes it all worth it.
Man, and it's crazy because, like, yeah, it's something to do. You know, it's Father's Day. Everybody can come out. You know, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to take him to the car show? There's a dyno. This year there's a demo derby. You know, there'll be bouncy house stuff for the kids, food trucks, cool cars, like all that stuff. So, you know, the merch, whatever. It's cool. I like it. It's a good vibe. But I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. Man, some lady had me in tears. She had a, I think it was a special needs kid. And his favorite, like, all-time car was, like, a Nissan GTR Skyline. And she came over and, like, pulled us aside, just wanted to, like, thank us for putting this thing together because, like, there's no other way that her son would have, like, he's never seen that car or whatever. And
yeah.
And the owner allowed him to sit in the car, and I think it was a right-hand drive car, and, like,
yeah.
It was spec'd, like, the way that he would, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a very special moment.
It was super cool that, yeah. Like, yeah, that she just, you know, thanked us for allowing him that opportunity, and, like, he was just grinning ear to ear, and she had me, like, almost in tears, like, telling me about it, and I was like, That's why we do it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's pretty rad. I think seeing the crowds of people, seeing the participants, man, it's just wild. We've talked about it before on the show, how Fairbanks hides some of the coolest cars. You just wouldn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
The car community and car culture here is so different than anywhere else just because these roads are hard on cars. The weather is terrible. So people don't take their really nice stuff out and just drive it very often. So it's not like regular traffic. You're just going to see it. So it's cool to have a car show where they bring them out. You get to see their pride and joy, something they put tons of effort, time, money into.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, otherwise they're garage queens, you know?
And I think this is a great market to find something that's a little older now with no miles on it for that exact reason, that people don't drive their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can find, I mean, we know several. You get like a fifth gen Camaro in town.
Yeah.
It's like 3,000 original miles on it.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think I saw it driving today. I had to double take, but my old ZL1, I bought that car with like 3,700 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, yeah, it was 2013. Mm-hmm. So I was 10 years old, had 3,000 miles on it.
We saw one. We went to the Santa Claus, the Cruising with Santa car show last week. Was it last weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I kind of, it was nice to enjoy a car show. Because normally when we're working ours, like, man, I don't have time to eat. I don't have time to, like, just.
No.
For the longest time, it was our third car show. Was the first time I ever tried the fire, and they've been at every single one of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna stop and eat next year, and I don't.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got to go to a car show and just enjoy it and talk to the people and the car owners, and they had there's one that was a, like, the 5.5 gen, the one with the facelift and tail lift.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
before,
yeah.
They switched to the 6 gen.
That's actually my favorite 5th gen. Cause
yeah,
it's just, it almost has that aggressive Z28 body style look, mm-hmm. on the front, and then the back is just clean.
And, yeah, a lady owned it, and she popped the hood, and we were talking about it. It was all stock, but it was one of those cars that had, like, 3,000 miles on it, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a special edition that, I can't remember what color green it was. It was a crazy color green,
mm-hmm.
and it had factory 21s on it.
Yep, so it had some weird snowflake chrome 21s. I know exactly. It was it a convertible?
I don't remember.
So there's two of them in town. Edition.
Yeah.
One's a hard, one's a regular coupe. The other is a convertible. But there was one at affordable, and it was an automatic. Mm. And I, because I remember I was like looking for a fifth gen, and it was expensive, low mileage.
Yeah, low mileage, super limited paint color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy wheels on it. But yeah, that, and then there was another one that stood out. Just a garage build. It was a 67 C10. And, like, just walking through, like, you know, there's stuff that's dialed, there's stuff that's done, there's built, there's bought. But, like, I saw that one across the way, and I had to go talk to that guy. And it's, like, he's not even, like, he's still in the middle of building it.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen it. It was lowered. It was all tubbed out. It had big, like, Hoosiers on the back, like, wrinkle walls. So I start at the back of the car, and I see the wrinkle walls, the tub, and a bottle of nitrous, and then a cage, like, coming through the back of the cab into the bed.
Yeah.
So then I, like, started walking forward and, like, looked in the cab, and, yeah, had, like, the aluminum racing bucket seats, the big, like, trigger grip shifter, and the cage was so tight, the way he did it. It was just super tight to the ceiling, all the way that, like, surrounded the dash. He didn't have the door bars in yet, but just the time that you could tell he put into that thing. And then I got around to the front, and yeah, it was a 500 cubic inch Brodix heads, like just big block on nitrous. And it was just, I don't know, that one stood out to me. It was still like primer gray. It wasn't even painted yet.
That body style truck, I get asked a lot by people what I would build if I could just build anything for a truck. And I think that's what I would build. I don't know if it'd be a 69 exactly, but that era C10 is definitely like what I'd want to start with as a platform. Because
mm-hmm.
the front ends change from 68, 69, 70, 71. They're all a little bit different, the grills and so that's, I don't know exactly what I'd want to go with.
I don't really know the exact differences either, but his sign-in sheet or his registration sheet said 67 on that one.
Yeah, but that is a beautiful year for that C10 for sure.
Man, and like, so that, you know, that's the gist of that truck. And now imagine the thing is just jet black.
Mm-hmm.
Just jet black, like shiny as can be. It would look like a truck that like Sylvester Stallone used to have, or maybe he still does, but just the most evil looking. Like it makes like 900 horsepower. Just crazy.
Yeah. No, that's, again, that like the big black power too. I bet driving that thing.
Oh, man. Just snappy as heck.
Yeah. Yeah. Just break your neck.
Yep.
So if you're listening to this and that's your truck, you should definitely come to our car show.
That was an awesome, awesome build.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we've had the same C10 come every year, that the red one.
Big chrome blower out of the hood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And that thing's sick, and it runs on alcohol, I believe, isn't it?
I don't know.
I feel like he told us it was at one point when we looked at it the first time. And it made me wonder, like, if it still ran, because we saw it before it was ever at our show.
Yeah. I wonder what it makes. We should convince him to put it on the dyno. I know it's a show truck.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to beat on it, but.
But it'd be curious. I'd be curious.
Yeah, if it's an alcohol, like, blown big block, like, I wonder what it makes.
I feel like even if it made, like, 800, it's going to make that all in torque, if not more. So.
It's just a different feeling, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can get, like, an LS LT build, makes 1,000 horsepower. Like, yeah, it's fast, but it's just, I don't know, so I'm in a big block and with, like, a cable-driven throttle body.
Yeah. No, it's definitely different.
It just feels different, yeah.
Very raw.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm a little bummed that I didn't make it to cruising with Santa. It would have been cool. I heard it was an amazing turnout, so I'm happy for those guys. Because last year it was, like, overcasty, wasn't a huge turnout.
We definitely had scattered showers and everyone bail into the mall for a little bit, but yeah, the turnout, there's like all five rows were full.
Yeah, it was not like that last year.
Yeah, they had like 10 food trucks. I mean, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we started off saying how stressful this planning this is. Like,
it's so stressful we diverted to talk about somebody else's car show.
Yeah, I would love to just enjoy our show. I mean, I do enjoy the show, but like just to spectate it would be cool because it is a big show.
Well, we've even had people who show up to help be like, man, one year I'd like to just enjoy it.
Yeah. Hopefully we have enough help this year where we can do like shifts.
Yeah.
Like someone's working apparel, and rather than them doing it for like 6 hours, just you switch with somebody, go enjoy it a little bit, get something to eat. Because I know the guys that work the dyno, I mean, they're
going
sweating
nonstop.
Bullets. Yeah. They're covered in grime, and they've been working that dyno just strapping down cars for six hours.
Yeah, that's a wild one to work, too, because it's you're crawling under cars.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, yeah, shout out to Chad, the guy who brings the dyno, because he powers through that, and it's just him and one of our guys loading, you know, 15 cars in a day, just dyno run after dyno run after dyno run.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. It's weird. It blows my mind because, like, I wasn't sure how that was going to do as far as, like, crowd appreciation of what's happening and, like, some of these big numbers. But it's amazing that I feel like that is the biggest draw of, like, crowds. Like, people love watching the dyno.
Yeah, for sure. It's cool when you get something on there that you don't know what's under the hood and that just surprises you a little bit. But, yeah, there's some big cars in town.
I do know the one who's put up the most power. I want to say I'm pretty sure it's put up the most power on that dyno at our show is coming back this year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I haven't confirmed it or denied it, but I think that I think that'll be awesome. I think it makes way more this year.
Yeah.
And if he shows up, it would just be cool to see it. And I know people that remember that first show will recognize the car, and then it'll just be cool to see it again.
Yeah. I don't even want to say what it is, because if he doesn't bring it, I don't want him to feel any pressure.
No. either way, I mean, there should be more diesels this year.
Yeah.
We have a trophy for highest horsepower and one for highest torque. So there's opportunity to win regardless.
Yeah, because, I mean, the high horsepower guys typically aren't going to be your high torque guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
especially
sure.
Especially a diesel guy, you know. Diesel guy's going to have tons of torque.
And we'll have the demo derby starts. I've had a lot of people ask me about the hours of the show, so I guess I can cover that. But registration starts at 9. Cars start rolling in, getting parked, getting their cars registered. Spectators will start showing up at 10. The show is from 10 to 4. And then the the demo derby starts after our show. So right at 4, our show shutting down. Demo derby's getting going. People can walk over there, buy a ticket, and go in there and spectate. We're giving away children's bikes. Man, I think he got a bunch of bikes. I can't remember the unit or how many.
He's got quite a few.
Giving away a bunch of children's bikes, all different sizes for different age groups.
Boys and girls.
Yeah, proceeds are going to the Forget-Me-Not Animal Shelter or Animal Rescue. But that arena throughout the car show hours, the 907 diesel guys will be in there. I don't know how many people are participating, but they're going to be doing some tug-of-war stuff, which will be pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been kind of disconnected from that part, so I don't really have much info on that.
Yeah, so
that's pretty cool.
Like I said, I don't know how many guys they're going to do it or when they're going to do it, but I'm sure if we just see soot shooting out and someone's pulling, we'll go check it out.
The Drive. We'll be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it, at a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money. That's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at glaciergarage.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50/50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50/50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50/50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50/50 Fridays. You'll spend less, you'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50/50 5050 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 5050 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 5050 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley. You know, another question that we've had quite a bit. So there is basically a road. There's the cars that are coming for the show. If you guys are listening, you guys aren't going to have to drive on dirt roads. You guys aren't going to be getting your cleaned vehicles in a bunch of dirt and stuff like that. There is a beaten path that is paved
all the way, beaten path
all the way into the show area. And we will be parking in grass, but like, I mean, we've pulled our cars onto it and it's fine. You're not going to get dirty or anything.
Yeah. You never have to leave pavement. We'll back everybody onto, like you said, there's a walk-in path, which will be perfect for spectators to walk throughout the entire park. And then the cars will just be parked just off the walking path back down to the grass. Mm-hmm. My car has slicks on it and I parked on the grass, no problem, pulled back out. I don't think there's anything weird about parking your rubber tires on grass. I mean, I don't think so. Anybody's going to be upset about it, but, we'll just have to, a new venue. We'll just have to see how it works out. Listen to some feedback because people do seem concerned about it, but yeah, there shouldn't be any gravel. None's going to happen to your car. And I've actually, some of the best car shows I've been to were on grass.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, one of the cool things about doing it at the fairgrounds is, you know, we've talked about growing the show and just making the experience better. You know, one of the concerns always is like the stereo stuff, mm-hmm. being too close to everything. With it at the Carlson Center, everything is forced to kind of be just together.
Yep. One parking lot.
Yep. At the fairgrounds, it's a little more separated, a little more space for everybody to enjoy the activities and not have to partake in everything if you don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. But also, I think the participants at the car show are going to enjoy it more being at the fairgrounds because you're not forced to, like, share a parking space to, like, sit next to your vehicle and, like, have the next guy sitting, like, right there with you where you're, like, banging doors if you,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So parking lot, you're backing in. There's painted lines.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a small space.
Yeah.
But now you can kind of give yourself some room.
Yeah, okay. Give yourself some room. There's room behind the car where it's like if you got like a pop-up, you could just set your pop-up up.
And that whole infield should be, open.
Yeah. So, no, it should make for – it's definitely going to be a different experience this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty pumped. Nervous, but pumped.
Yeah, and the big thing, like you said, like it's just Carlson Center has been great to us. It's just a lot, like a parking lot. Mm. And then, it's borough owned. There's a lot of rules. I'm very thankful we've been able to do the dyno and get away with what we have. And we have a lot of precautions and making sure it's safe and all the things. But being off of borough property gives us a lot more leniency to grow the show.
Yeah.
We can have the inflatables for the kids now, the obstacle courses and the blow-up slides. And
yeah.
Bouncy house still probably isn't the best idea just because of the volume of kids. But
yeah, well, they made a good point. You know, like in a big public event like that, having a bouncy house, there's no like time limit to it. And so it's like kids can just get trapped in that bouncy house and that's when – injuries happen.
Yeah, but the turnover rate of a slide, it's like people are just going in circles. Like nobody's getting stuck on it or stuck in it. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got a lot of ideas that could take shape if in that venue. So I'm very excited to see how this year goes and how we can improve it next year.
Yeah, for sure.
But What would you say is your most like nerve-wracking part of the show? Like how much like all the what was the word you'd used? The technical term for planning the show. What was it?
Oh, the logistics. Honestly, I think the hardest part has been just because we've added to the show this year, all the moving parts, just kind of getting everybody on the same page. Mm-hmm. So whether it's us and the demo derby, us and the fair, just getting everybody on the same page and making sure timelines are understood, expectations of space, like something as simple as, hey, we talked about the restrooms. What's the deal with the restrooms? Just making sure things mm-hmm. are what we thought they were going to be. And so, again, dealing with a new group of people, new, you know, communication is communication, but just new ways of communication, like all the stuff with the borough is just email. Didn't mm-hmm. really have to go do in-person stuff. This year, again, it's our first time, so going to meet these people, doing a lot more in-person, walking the fairgrounds, just making sure all the things that I'm thinking I have to voice to make sure that they're like, yes, this is, you're good to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's something that a lot of people don't think of, and anybody that's a good promoter or, you know, plans these giant events, you have to triple check everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, if that conversation took place once that, you know, we're good on the bathrooms, we should be good on the bathrooms, and then you and I don't order porta potties or anything, and we show up and, oh, bathrooms are closed. Oh, yeah, you didn't know? It's just right. Like, now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So it's like every little thing, you're making sure that we're not going to get blindsided.
Yeah.
But.
So that, and I'm still like torn because the two restroom areas we have are kind of near each other. And then there's, then the whole other side of the fairgrounds where like usually the games and the kids rides are, mm-hmm. we're going to have cars and stuff over there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're going to have to walk like quite a ways to make it to a restroom. So if you
don't wait to the last minute.
Yeah. If you grabbed coffee from the crash cart and you're not prepared, you're going to be clenching cheek for a long walk.
No, it'll be all right. Everybody knows where those are at. I think everybody's pretty familiar with the
fairgrounds.
Yeah. I think we were a little more overprepared. Like getting the blue building and stuff, but mm-hmm. it's just more room to grow. Like we've talked about making it a trade show and doing a bunch more things. So, yeah, no, I think the most stressful part for me was just the addition of the demo derby.
Mm-hmm. That stressed me out because I would have to agree.
It's just unfamiliar. It's like, and I had no idea. It was like, okay, well, we get these cars, you know, a couple $500 cars, and we crash them into each other. Count me in. But then he gives me the rule book, and it's like an inch thick, and it's like, oh, you gotta. I mean, I figured you gotta bust all the glass out. You take the interior out. You're putting a cage in the thing. You're putting the angle iron and the all thread to keep the hood and the doors and the trunk from popping open and causing injury to anybody. You know, all the things. Like we're right down to the wire with our car, but. I mean, you're building a race car.
Yeah.
It's a full-built race car.
To destroy.
To then go out there and smash it.
Right,
so
yeah.
I've gained a lot of respect for the people that do that stuff. And
just wait until 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
Oh, I'm going to get beat up.
Yeah, the amount of respect you have now, multiply that times 100. Because I've never done it myself, but I've had friends that participated in the big car derby at the Mitchell mm-hmm. when he had it out there. And... yeah, they were like, wow, that is a much different experience than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
It's so I'm proud of you. You got a big set, man, to go out there and just get in a car and know that you're planning on getting several car accidents.
It's funny because I was looking at their Facebook, looking at like some of their old other events that they did, like Wasilla or Anchorage, or whatever. And there's cars on their roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting hit hard enough to flip the car, and then I don't know if they're you know, they do a caution flag or if they just keep getting smoked, but I guess I'm going to find out.
Yeah. No, I think, well, so I think the difference is too, like, I think the ones where there was flipped cars, was it trucks?
Mm-mm.
No, it was cars. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know they've had trucks flip when they had a truck class, and that's for obvious reasons. It's higher center of gravity. A lot easier to flip a truck. But
No, it's all unfamiliar. It's like, you know, like I said, I thought we were just getting some cars and smashing, but then it's like, okay, well, you need the jersey barriers or the barrier between the cars and the crowd, and then you need the fence, and then, you know, in that venue, we're going to need more bleachers, we're going to need a water truck, we're going to need EMT and fire department there, we're going to need, like, it's a lot. Mm. So
no, it's, yeah, there's a lot to it. Yeah, no, and I think as we grow, I don't think the stress is going to get any better because they were going to add more and more people. And so I think that's kind of what creates possibility for things to go awry is just more people.
Mm-hmm.
It's more opportunity for miscommunication or just someone not following through. So
yeah, but I think with the team we have, the dedication, the vision – like I said, I always doubt, like, why do we do this? But then we do it, and it's fantastic, and the feedback is, you know, is great. And, like, some of the events that I've been to, like, in the last 5 years, like SEMA Fest being one of them, was, like, almost a life-changing event for me. And I would just love to bring something like that to Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get a whole lot of that exposure to get, like, we know enough people in the industry where we could get, like, some real professional drivers up here and, like, open up the possibilities. Yeah, just to bring that to Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. So.
No, for sure. I definitely – I'm the stuff that we have planned for maybe next year, like, after this show, maybe we'll announce it, but we're in talks of doing something much different than we've done for any show.
We just need to see what's possible.
Yeah.
Get this year done. See how the car placement goes, see how much more room we have for growth. Like, if we get 200, if we do 200 cars this year, then
probably, like, gonna fill up that whole area.
Like, let's see. Yeah, like, I was looking at an aerial map today, and it's like, if you fill out the whole infield, there's still the perimeter over here and mm-hmm. the back perimeter, and then, like, there's places to put cars. So
yeah,
we'll figure it out.
No, it'd be dope.
Well, yeah, it's coming fast. We got our trophies today.
Yeah, we got 13 awards, I think.
Yep, we got all of our classes. We got the 2 for the dyno and then the 3 for the derby. So, yeah, 13 trophies we're giving away. We've got some door prizes to give away as well, the food trucks and all the stuff. So,
yeah, and if you guys are looking for information on the car show, you can find it on Facebook. We've created an event, and it's also all over our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably get in there and update a couple things just with all the questions we've had as it gets closer. Do some more advertising on radio, sandwich boards around town and stuff. So, yeah, I hope it's a big one.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, there's no, like, early registration form. A lot of you guys have been calling the shop asking. Just show up morning of, register. There's no limit. If we run out of numbers, we'll make more. So just show up and, bring your car.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free to sign up, free to spectate. Only thing that's going to cost a little money, which isn't much, is the derby. And I think that was like $10 for adults, and then kids 13 and under, 13 and like, I think he said like 13 to 8 or something. It was like $5. Mm-hmm. And then anybody under 8 was free. Something like that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, the average ticket was $7. That's how we figured it. So
it's not a lot. It's not often you can pay $10 and have hours of entertainment and watch guys just bash cars together.
Yeah, and really, I mean, it's all going to the cause. It's the, you know, it's paying for the bikes. It's paying for the animal shelter donation that we're hoping to be able to provide. Pay a little bit of a purse to the drivers and you know, all the stuff that they had to do to get there. And
yeah, anybody from the demo derby who put it on that has a car isn't going to, if they win, they're not going to take the purse. They're going to donate the whole purse.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So pretty cool.
All right. Well, yeah, this will be the last show until.
There'll be one more.
There will be one more.
Yeah, there'll be one more.
Yeah.
The day before.
You guys will hear the day before. But we will see you at the car show. And yeah, I think that's all we have for today.
All right, you guys have been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio. Until next time.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.